Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
You know, as he progresses through the episode, Chris tries to vary the pace there. Chris O'Brien, we're not going to self-promote his book anymore. We had a listener who complained that we mentioned Stalking the Herd too much, too many times. So the question is here, can we say Stalking the Herd five times without twisting our tongues? I have a list of tongue twisters here. I wonder how Stalking the Herd, Stalking the Herd, Stalking the Herd, Stalking the Herd, Stalking the Herd. There we go. We mentioned it five times. That listener will now never hear us again. So I was saying, Randall, are we seeing the actual image or are we interpreting something so alien that we can't see the reality behind it? You wouldn't believe that, Randall, at all.
Well, what happens is that when the photons hit our eyes, they create an image in the back of our retina and our brain turns it into a picture. We don't really have any choice about that. Now,
we have a choice as to what our brain thinks it's seeing.
Yeah, our brain might say, well, is that an airplane? And then compare it to our memory database of airplanes and go, no, that's not an airplane. Or is it a helicopter? And we can run through a whole series of things really quickly in our minds and fairly quickly determine either what something is, and if it's not that, then it's something else. And so if it's something else and we don't know what it is and it doesn't configure to anything that we know of, then by definition, that's something alien.
Yes, but is it possible here it is so alien that we interpret it in the way we understand things? So we see them as possible spaceships now because that's the way our culture is tuned.
Oh, yeah. We might make a presumption saying, oh, yeah, okay, that's a UFO. Well, that's an ET, a spacecraft from another planet.
I'm not really trying to take this literally here. I'm speaking of something far more difficult. Kurt, do you get a sense of what I'm telling you?
Well, I do, and I've thought about the psychology a lot because it really got started because of the Cash Random signing, because, you know, they interpreted the UFO they saw as a biblical event, the end of the world. And, I don't know how, I've never been able to find out how long that they thought that was the case, but there was all sorts of things going on. And so I've been looking into the effect that, that adrenaline has, you know, the physiology of the experience and how it affects your vision and even your memory. I mean, there's a lot of things at play there, but I think you can kind of break it down in a way. You know, you have the source of the UFO, and then maybe the signal it sends is not exactly the same thing. And the receiver is our brain, and then we relay the information, you know, basically through our memory. You know, there's all these barriers from the object to sharing it with another person. And I think that there are a number of ways it can get jumbled up, you know, especially if it's something completely, you know, it's an awe-inspiring experience.
Howard, what's your reaction to this crazy question?
It's hard to say. My own experience when I saw the UFO, I have no doubt that there was something physically there in the sky. So I know your mind can play tricks on you, or maybe the trickster is playing tricks on you, but there's something there. There is some phenomena that does leave trace evidence occasionally on the ground. So I think there are real objects that are flying around in the sky that are unexplained.
Here's an example, possibly, that might shed some light on, I think, where Gene was going with that question. When I contacted Linda Howe to get her involvement, to get her to agree to do an interview for the book that's title will not be mentioned again, she's
Stalking the Herd, Stalking the Herd, Stalking the Herd, Stalking the Herd,
stop,
Stalking
Gene.
The Herd.
Stop, stop. She started saying, well, are you coming down on the side that this is all ET? And I said, well, I'm looking at all possible explanations. And she accused me of muddying the waters. She didn't want to be involved in anything that was going to muddy the waters. And I said, well, Linda, what about all those hundreds and hundreds of helicopter sightings around these animal, unexplained animal death sites? And she said, oh, well, those are just UFOs masquerading as helicopters.
Sure they are.
And, has anybody seen Mirage Men?
You know, it's interesting that you mentioned that synchronicity again. I got an email from the producers suggesting that if we would have a link to this YouTube version of the movie, we get a piece of the action for everyone who buys one.
There's a pretty good scene in there of Linda Moulton Howe freaking out about where they were going with their documentary.
Oh?
Ooh, that would be worth the price of admission.
We might recommend the movie then. I'll try to work out a deal with the producer.
Well, it's the first time Richard Doty has ever agreed to be on camera, to my knowledge. He has quite a visible role in this film.
Ah.
Masters of Disinformation already. Interesting.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's called Mirage Man. Why not get one of the chief Mirage makers?
I think you have a really good point. Actually, in terms of mirages and what a person could be looking at, there is such a thing as active camouflage.
Right.
So, you know, literally, perhaps we are seeing something else than what the aliens intend us for us to see. That is entirely possible. If we're already working on it ourselves, I don't see why some alien technology couldn't be that much more advanced and have perfected it.
Yeah, why light it up like a Christmas tree and send it sailing over? They don't have to do that.
Yeah, you get the impression here with UFOs.
A lot of theater.
Sometimes a lot of theater. Sometimes what we see is staged for our benefit.
That's true.
That's another point that makes it so interesting.
They do light up, but then there's other cases. There's one in Alaska where they had persistent radar contacts, but it was so dark they couldn't see anything. There was no visual confirmation, but they knew something was there. So they don't always do it, but they can do it.
Yeah, I had a really good multiple witness sighting on a new moon night at above 7,000 feet. So, you know, the air is was very dry and extremely clear, very, very low humidity. And the Milky Way in the San Luis Valley, you can see it from horizon to horizon, literally. And they were all outside sky watching, and this huge, they couldn't really decide whether it was rounded at the front, but it seemed to be a triangular shaped, but possibly with a rounded front that blocked out many degrees of the sky. And they could see the outline of it because of how vivid, you know, the skies and the Milky Way are at that altitude. And very, very impressed. And there was not a single light to be seen.
Yeah, the mothership reports, I mean, are they giant clouds or giant blimps? There are some very large blimps out there that are very quiet. I suppose maybe something like that could be an explanation. I think we do need to think of those kinds of explanations. But then what do you do when somebody sees one of those during a period when it's got some lights on it, and then it suddenly takes off at a 90-degree angle at an instant acceleration and is gone within a second or two?
Right.
And, you know, you don't get blimps that do that.
Or
airplanes or anything that I can think of that we know how to make.
And yeah, I've also seen our government trot out three, C-131 cargo planes, wingtip to wingtip, and have a sequencing white light that went down the leading edge of all three planes in perfect synchronicity, or synchronized fashion, so that it looked like it was going all the way down what appeared to be a 300-foot single shape, even though it was three different planes. I was about 5 miles away, and I could hear the engines. I stopped the car. I got my binoculars. I looked at it, and there were three planes flying in formation, wingtip to wingtip. But this light was sequencing all the way down all leading edges of all the wings to make it look like it was something 300 feet across. So why would they do that?
That's really interesting.
Yeah, I saw that with my own eyes.
Some sort of flying exercise of some kind. I mean, the military people have all kinds of them that they do. So.
Well, I think they were trying to see if people would report it as a UFO because we were right in the middle of a UFO flap at that time.
Possibly, maybe.
We never know.
Put it beyond them to do some disinformation. It seemed there was some of that that went on with the Phoenix Light.
Yeah, exactly. I called up the head of the Air National Guard, Colorado Air National Guard, who at that point I was on a first-name basis with, and he denied that it was them. And he said, Chris, if I knew and wasn't allowed to tell you, I'd tell you that. And I said, sure you would, Buck.
Okay, we are featuring Hojack, Sentry, Ufology, a special listener roundtable with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, are you tired of dealing with a slow web hosting provider? Well, check out A2 hosting, and their screaming fast Swift server platform. They even have SSDs that load pages 300% faster than the competition. Ready to give your site a speed boost? Well, tell you what, neighbors, head on over to a2hosting.com. That's A2, that's number 2, a2hosting.com. Check out their Prime hosting account. And get this, neighbors, they're even giving you an exclusive 25% off discount for all our listeners. 25%. And remember, their Guru Crew support team is standing by 24/7, 365 days a year to answer any of your questions. Now, to get the discount, use the coupon code GENE when you check out.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Now, we announced this episode very shortly before it came on, so we didn't get questions from listeners, but those of you who've checked the forums, there is a posting there from Technomagic. I don't know how many of you have seen that yet. Chris?
I'll go take a look right now.
It's about something involving, I guess, clowns. Very strange. Chris, why don't you take a look and maybe see if you wanted to summarize what's there, because it's kind of long. And how our guests might react to it.
Okay, you're going to have to give me a minute. I got to fire up Safari here.
All right, he's going to be fired by Safari or fire up Safari. And just to let everyone know, Safari is the preferred web browser on the Mac platform. So those of you who are Mac users know what I'm talking about. It also powers the browser on iOS for the 400 million people who have iPhones.
I'm still thinking about the Klingon encounter that Chris mentioned earlier. That's an image that's difficult to get out of the mind. But, you know, it is interesting that that there almost seems to be some cross-pollination between the science fiction and entertainment field and UFOs. And, you know, that some ideas seem to be shared by them. But in the early days, I hear that the science fiction fans didn't like UFOs, and some science fiction authors were debunkers. And that's kind of a strange idea to work with.
Well, I know that I was involved in both science fiction and UFOs, and never the twain shall meet. It was a very difficult association. But in saying that UFOs or UFO cases sometimes seem to be influenced by science fiction, the day the Earth stood still influenced the whole generation of UFO contact claims. The tall, handsome alien being wearing the shiny uniform, like Michael Rennie Klaatu in The Day the Earth Stood Still.
That's a classic, for sure.
The shape of the UFO seen in some fake photographs like those from Howard Menger. Chris, did you get a chance to take a look at that long posting?
Yeah, boy, I'm scratching body parts of this one.
Well, don't get too graphic here. It's
like
a family show on a family network.
Well, Techno Mage T has a list of very curious events that he had posted prior to this, but he's reposted them. And he says that his wife has had a number of very interesting experiences over her lifetime, starting with what he calls the disheveled sad clown. This is something that she experienced between the ages of 4 and 5. She would see a raggedly disheveled clown in ripped up clown gear and street makeup every single time a newscaster would say on TV, "We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin." The clown would have an incredibly sad expression, wouldn't move, was positioned in the other room about 20 feet away. Light would shine on him, making him quite visible. She would feel his presence in several places throughout the house, but the times the announcement would broadcast were the only time she would see him. She insists that this was no dream or product of childhood imagination, but very real. Various violent things happened in and around the house, and her parents finally sold it. Well, that is a pretty interesting... I wouldn't know where to start with that one. It sounds very tricksterous. Of course, clowns are a modern development, a modern sort of cultural version of, in the West, of the trickster. So it sounds very tricksterish, just, you know, on the surface. But that whole thing about we interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin, I'm not sure what to make of this. Anybody have any thoughts on that one?
It sounds like
that in the violence.
Sounds like some kind of trigger almost that was implanted, and that maybe one of our family members has something that she calls night terrors, and where she wakes up and she can see even for some minutes the dream images that she feels are very real. And maybe what we're seeing here is that when you watch a television, there's a certain frequency that actually causes your brain to go into a similar kind of television watching quasi unconscious mode that might maybe bring forth some of these images from your subconscious in right up front. And that's about the closest I can think of to something that could explain it psychologically.
Yeah, maybe it's like flashing red lights to an epileptic or something. Maybe that special news bulletin tone or something.
They've actually done some experiments where they hook people up to EEG wires, and then they measure their brain waves while they're sleeping, dreaming, and so on, and watching TV. And when you turn on a TV, a number of them line up almost perfectly. And so what could be happening is when this particular trigger comes on, that these brainwaves just line up, and out comes this subconscious imaginary figure that seems perfectly real, but it isn't.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. Of course, clowns do crop up in paranormal cases from time to time. And the clown image is a very, very old, ancient, archetypal image, as I mentioned prior, that goes back to the trickster. Generally, it's neither good nor bad or positive or negative. The fact that the clown had an incredibly sad expression, maybe some sort of indication. Maybe it was who was the famous frowning clown, Clarence Kelly. What was his name? Something Emmett. Kelly. Gene would probably know that one.
Emmett Kelly.
Yeah.
Emmett Kelly,
that's right.
Not Clarabelle the clown, Emmett Kelly.
Emmett Kelly, yeah. Well, you know, again, I'm not really sure what to make of that particular story. Let's go on to the next one. This is over a former stomping ground of mine. I lived in the Bronx when I was going to college for a couple years. She was sitting on her bed with a friend when they both saw this large silent disc hovering over and covering the entire roof of the Bronx County Courthouse in New York City. Now, I know that building. It's a very large building. A lot of crime in the Bronx, so they need a large courthouse.
Yeah, large police station.
Yeah, Fort Apache. She described it as huge with many multicolored lights. It hovered for a few seconds and vanished. And this was before Close Encounters of the Third Kind, so she wasn't influenced by that film. Well, you know, sightings in New York are fairly rare, but they have been reported. Of course, the most famous being John Lennon and Maypay up in the on the First Avenue down in the 50s, I think, in Manhattan, where he was naked standing on his rooftop and this huge, fairly large object came and kind of did a little display for him before taking off. There were half a dozen other sighting reports of apparently the same object. You would think with 12 million people in the New York City metropolitan area that if there were UFOs flying around, somebody would be looking up. Although, if you live in Manhattan, it's hard to see the sky in some parts of the city. It's all, of course, obscured by glass, steel, and concrete.
Most people in New York, by the way, tend to look down or straight ahead. They're not really looking
up. If you look up, you're a tourist and you're fair game.
That's right. They see you do that, of course, they'll follow you around. And they will tell you what's going on. But John Lennon mentioned this in the song Nobody Told Me.
Right.
The lyric, everybody's flying and never touch the sky. There's a UFO over New York, and I ain't too surprised. And we have Hojack as opposed to Lojack. We have Century. We have Ufology. We have Gene and Chris sometimes. You're in
the Paracast.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is Hilly Rose, and I hope that you do listen to the Paracast because you will learn a great deal about the paranormal.
With Gene and Chris, we return to the Paracast where we have a listener round table. So there you go. This is one of our more fascinating episodes here because, as we've told you people over and over again, we have the most amazing listeners on the planet of any radio show. And they know things that we don't know. They know a lot of things that we can't do, and we learn from them. Like we have 190,000 or some odd messages in our forums. And I only wrote a few thousand of them. Chris only wrote a few thousand of them. Ufology wrote how many messages?
Oh, God, I'm up to 4,000 something, I think.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you're going to keep posting till you get right.
Yeah, there's some threads, boy, that you dive into, Randall. I wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole. I'll tell you, and the pole wouldn't either.
Only about half of them are liked, though, so I guess some people agree and some people don't.
Yeah, well, you're
maybe better than if everybody agreed.
You're very passionate, and you do a good job of defending or promoting or explaining your particular point of view on a subject, and all of you guys do, actually, and that's what's great about the forum at forum.theparacast.com. I'm a pretty bright guy, but boy, I'll tell you, there's some really smart people on there. And every day, if I spend just a little bit of time, I'm going to learn something. And that keeps me coming back, and I think keeps the whole thing fresh for me. And I think for a lot of people that lurk at the forum, and maybe at times are too intimidated to even get involved. But it's also a place where guests of the show from time to time are willing to get involved and continue the discussion on the forums from points they've raised on the show. And David Perkins, who was a visitor here on the show a couple of weeks back, is now getting involved and answering some questions on there. And, of course, we had Matthew Williams, the crop circle maker from England, posted several hundred times. Rosemary Guiley has graced us with some of her further insights. So it is a great place to get up to speed, to really, you know, have a repartee and you know, a nice equal exchange with people that are really up to speed and do the research, do the reading, read the books, keep up on the subjects that we cover here.
We have a question, by the way, from Nameless. Just posted.
Yep, I see it.
For the record, what are the weird experiences people have had? I'm also interested in whether people place these personal experiences in the same drawer all together, or do they make distinctions? Should we be clear and definite about this in the paranormal world? UFOs are one thing, Bigfoot and cryptoids another, telepathic messages, ghosts one thing. What about the cases that combine these events? Well, earlier Howard mentioned some experiences he had. How about you, Randall?
Oh, I've had a number of them, actually, over the years. That's why, despite my skepticism on the forum, I do believe that strange things happen. When I hear somebody say that something odd happened to them, I don't dismiss it out of hand. I might come up with another explanation, but you know, I've seen a UFO. I've had missing time. I've thought that maybe I went through something they call one of those dimensional portals while out in the forest with some friends of mine. It's just, I've had a lot of really strange experiences over the years.
Now, when you went through a dimensional portal, it wasn't from Storybrooke to the Enchanted Forest.
Nothing like that, no. But it was pretty dramatic in its own way. And there was three of us at the time. And I don't know if anyone, you know, if you want me to go into that, but...
Yeah, I was just asking, where exactly was this? Was this in the Rockies or...
Yeah, on the out by Lake Windermere, if you know where that is, in the Rocky Mountain Trench. Another one of those mysterious valley-type situations.
Right.
All kinds of stuff goes on out.
Beautiful area, too, I might add.
Yeah, that's where I saw the UFO. That's where I became personally 100% believer from firsthand experience that they're here. The one I talk about less is this sort of dimensional portal rift thing that myself and two of my buddies seem to go through just completely by accident. It was a really bizarre experience, and that's where one of the missing time things came into play with the three of us, and I don't talk about it much. In fact, this is the first time I've really talked about it at all publicly.
Tell us more about the missing time.
Well, we were out camping. We were just in our early teens, and we decided to go camping, the three of us, and do a little fishing up a little creek on the west-hand side of the lake. And so we walked up and pitched our tent and camped out for the night, and then got up in the morning and decided to do a little bit of hiking, a bit of exploring. So we followed this trail, an animal trail, up and over a rise that wasn't too far, maybe 100 yards, and it passed underneath a large burnt tree that it looked like it had been hit by lightning. It was completely black. It was like something you'd see in a Stephen King book. And there was a branch that overhung the pathway, and as we walked underneath this branch, all three of us at the same time were overcome with this vibration energy thing that I would allude to before, back to Mac, where all of a sudden we were just, what was that? We looked around and everything seemed to be just slightly changed, but in a way that you just couldn't explain. For example, there was where it had just been some shrubs and bushes off to the side. Suddenly there were these old piles of lumber that had been sitting there from a sawmill that you could tell had been there at least 20 years with. And I went over and looked, and there was things growing up from around them and everything, and they just simply hadn't been there before.
Wow.
And the sense that the light was a little bit different, the clouds were slightly different. We thought, well, that was just really weird. And we walked along a little bit more and came to where this old sawmill was, hung around there for what seemed like maybe 10, 15 minutes, and then decided to hike back to the tent. Well, by the time we got back, we'd woke up early because we were outside. It was kind of a bit chilly. We'd set out about 7 in the morning, and when we got back, it was 4 in the afternoon. This couldn't have been more than 400 yards total.
Wow, that's very interesting.
Yeah, and I often want to go back to this place to see if I can re-experience this thing, because it was like we walked into a parallel universe, one that was just a little bit different.
Yeah, maybe you came back into an alternate reality, and Randall that walked under the tree is now married to Margaret Trudeau.
I don't know. It's rather bizarre to think about, but I mean, that was an experience, a real life experience with three people that experienced it all at the same time, who saw all these things at the same time, have no explanation for it, and just kind of went on living. probably a lot of people have these kinds of experiences, and they just don't want to talk about them. They're too fearful of ridicule or whatever.
Well, do you think at all that maybe you're an abductee?
Well, you know, I could say I have the symptoms, but I don't claim to be an abductee. Another time when I was a child, I walked out into a field that I played in often, disappeared for most of the day. My parents were getting really worried, wondering where I was. I thought that what I had done had gone down into a little kind of depression into the ground and kind of was watching the clouds and pretending I was playing with spacemen. And when I got back up and walked out of it, I went back home and the whole day was gone. Now, you could say it was just something that a kid went through, but when I went back out there, I could never find this spot. I really liked it. I wanted to repeat the experience. And what there was one of these classic big round burn circles in the tall grass. And I was small. The grass was in some places taller than I was. So I kind of ported the grass out into this place, and here was this big black burn circle. I don't know. I'm just saying, okay, that's what I remember.
Yeah, it sounds like you visited Magonia.
Yeah, exactly. It was definitely along the lines of some of the valet-type stuff. But I'm not claiming I was abducted or whatever. I just remember this from when I was in my childhood.
Yeah, you didn't come back home with a note written in Klingon pinned to your shirt or anything.
No, nothing like that. On the way through the grass, though, and I get ridiculed for this all the time, I was parting the grass in front of me so I could see where I was going, and suddenly standing right in front of me was this rabbit with these great big, those almondy eyes, big black almondy eyes looking right at me, and I swear it said hello to me. And then it just kind of wandered off through the grass. And
he didn't say, what's up, Doc, did he?
No, he didn't say, I'm late.
No, nothing like that. I said hello, it said hello. I was shocked because I didn't know rabbits could talk, and I thought I was so young, I didn't know any better.
I'll tell you what, we have to do this break, otherwise we're not going to know what's going to happen next. We have ufology, Sentry, and Hojack. More coming with Gene and Chris, our final segment this week. You're in
the Paracast.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com or call 855-321-HEALTH.
Hi, this is nuclear physicist lecturer Stanton Friedman. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
All right, this is our final segment of the week. And by the way, Chris, we have another question from Nameless in the forums if you want to check it out.
Yeah, I'm reading it.
Okay, we have Howard Jackson, Hojack, Kurt Collins, Sentry, and Randall Murphy, Ufology. Randall, you got a lot of stuff there going on.
Yeah, how old were you when this incident in the field happened?
Oh, God, I must have been about six or seven, so about 1965.
Okay, so you were old enough to be, you know, aware and discerning of your environment. You weren't young enough to not be able to tell the difference between fantasy, daydreams, that sort of thing, it sounds.
Oh, I never fell asleep at any time during any of this. I was just out exploring like children do. I came home with this tale that some children bring home. And you know, I think a lot of children get discredited and just told that they're making things up when really whether you want to call it the trickster or whatever these forces are, whether it's aliens doing some sociological study on us, I don't know, but I think a lot of kids have these experiences, and they're just told to ignore them because they're not important.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. The time frame is very reminiscent of my experience when I was seven in 1965, 64 or 65. I'd have to go back and check my notes on that. But it was right around that same time period where I had a very up close and personal experience with something more tangible in terms of my being able to remember it. I remember it vividly. And I think that that's a really crucial age, that 6 to 8 age, where you still have the magic of your childhood. You're still open, I think, to certain experiences that you become closed off from as you grow older into your adolescence and teenage and then adult years. And I think that this is a real magical time where there's a lot of very interesting stories I've heard over the years of people in that sort of 6, 7, 8 age group, where they would have these inexplicable experiences that they were convinced were real, and of course, as you just mentioned, you know, the family, you know, your folks and stuff would say, "Oh, you're just hysterical, or you were dreaming, or you." They tend to be. It's very easy and quick for them to dismiss any sort of claim of this sort. So. So I believe me, I know exactly what you're talking about in a slightly different way. But, you know, I think that that's a magical age, put it that way. So have we covered everybody else's weird experiences, or shall we go on here, Jane? What do you want to do?
Let's see. Sentry.
Well, you know, I had one, and strangely enough, it's close to the same age and time as the others, but mine's a lot less dramatic. I was on the couch by myself Saturday morning watching cartoons, and I don't want to say being, but like a ghostly figure that was indistinct hovered over the couch, and my reaction was to ignore it and keep watching television, and eventually it went away.
Well, that's a good way to deal with ghosts, I think. Down, out of sight, out of mind.
And, of course, no one believed me, but I think I told a story to my parents, to my mother. I told her that I'd gone to church with my sister, and I said during our Sunday school, they let us jump on a trampoline, and we pulled off her pants. And you know, at that part about the pants, she didn't even question why there was a trampoline. But, you know, all of a sudden she was worried that, they, you know, something funny was going on. And you know, I was really into the telling the story, and her reaction, you know, she became more interested until she turned me over and spanked me for telling such a lie. So I was getting this horrible mixed message about not being believed about the ghost story, and yet, you know, this lie, at least until it got too ridiculous, was being swallowed in its entirety.
Oh, that's awful. That's actually traumatic, I think.
Yeah, that's called negative reinforcement, I think it would be the clinical term. Wow. Ouch.
Yeah, that's not very fair.
No, not at all.
But, you know, Nameless question had some other elements in it, and I think he was talking about, because he mentioned Bigfoot and these other things, and
right,
whether or not we should lump these together or consider them separately. I think a mistake to do an absolute of either, because, you know, just like the bunny showing up in the alien's tail, sometimes there's some weird things in combination. And, you know, if you just dismissed either half of that story, you'd be missing something important.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's just a lot of some of these things. Well, there is some cross pollination in some of these stories.
Yeah.
Well, this is why I asked earlier whether when we see a UFO, we are seeing the real event, just as when you see the rabbit. Was it really a rabbit or something else?
Right.
Screen memory, is that what you mean, Gene?
Well,
something,
you know,
like
we have this discussion here, and I mentioned it in one of our weekly Paracast newsletters, where supposedly those who are abductees will have screen memories implanted by E.T. to cover up what really happened. Now, a couple of the theories here I had. One is that if the screen memory is so easily penetrated, which apparently it is, the aliens aren't very good at it. Or the abduction experience itself is a screen memory for something else. What is that something else? I wouldn't pretend to know. But just think about it.
Yeah, it's entirely possible that something like that's going on. I mean, obviously, as an adult, looking back, I don't think I saw actually a talking rabbit, like the Easter Bunny or something like that. I just know that what I did see registered in my brain and my memory as something that was very much like a rabbit with some those kind of alien-y black eyes, which I had no clue about back then, and that it somehow said hello to me. And obviously those things don't really exist. I don't believe in giant talking rabbits.
You don't?
But how does one
Why
explain
not?
These... Because I just don't.
you sound like Jimmy Stewart in Harvey.
Yeah, well, I know. And it's, you know, how many other experiences like that do young people have? What if the Zimbabwe case, there had been no teachers to also see this thing happen? Or in the other, there was another case where there was some school kids in Australia, I believe. I mean, this happens to everybody at all ages and stages. And maybe children are sometimes singled out because they won't be believed, because society is known to just dismiss what they have to say. And it's easier for whatever it is that wants to do whatever they do to the children when they're having these experiences, because nobody's going to believe them in the first place.
And maybe it's also true, though, that children don't have filters. So they don't have the cultural filters. They're not ready yet. So what they see may be closer to the reality because they don't have these side influences, because they're open to anything.
Yeah. Yeah, that was my point before, that it is a magic age when, you know, reality and imagination and the archetypal, you know, the power of the archetypes within the subconscious are exist more on equal footing. And I think that this is a fertile ground for being aware of experiences, being aware of subtle energies, let's say, that you normally block out when you get older. And I, you know, it's like just the whole idea of time. I mean, when I was a kid, the summer lasted forever. It seemed like it was as long, if not longer, than the school year. Now I blink and summer's gone.
I'll tell you what, at my age, I blink and 10 years have passed. All right, guys, we're just about out of time. This is a chance to promote yourself. Howard Jackson, you have a website or anything where we can learn more about you?
No, I don't have my own website, and it's probably better that way. But I hope to announce some kind of a Kickstarter for a documentary here soon, but I'll keep you updated.
Yeah, it's a great project, too. I've been told a little bit about it.
Okay, Kurt Collins, you are running JimMosley.com.
And look for some updates to that soon as some more stories and photos become available. And my other side is BlueBlurryLines.com.
Just very quickly, Randall, tell our listeners where your site's located.
At UFOPages.com. You can just type in Google, just type in ufology. We're usually right up near the top of the page. And we'll have to get some links going there by the sounds of it, too, between
them. Yeah, we sure will be happy to. Okay, meantime, you can find Chris O'Brien at stalkingtheherd.com, where you can buy a copy and have it autographed by Chris. On Twitter, we're known as The Paracast. We are at The Paracast on Twitter. We also have a couple of Paracast fan clubs on Facebook. Don't ask me to explain how that happened. Check out our forums at forum.theparacast.com. All right, ufology, century, Hojack. Thank you all for coming on the Paracast.
Thanks, thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.